using character transformation in essay writing. One effective way to approach writing a literary exploration essay is to focus on how a character transforms or changes in relationship to the essay question. Here I will take you through the process of using transformation to structure a literary exploration essay on the diploma exam. Let's begin by writing a thesis statement. The five steps on the following pages will guide you through the creation of an effective thesis. First, reread the essay question. Example question. What is your opinion of the idea that our beliefs are influenced by the actions of others? Number two, decode the question. Cross off the stem of the question to focus on what it's asking. Then, circle the key words. Original question. What is your opinion of the idea that our beliefs are influenced by the actions of others? Example of decoding the question. The stem, what is your opinion of the idea that, is crossed off, and keywords, beliefs, influenced, actions, and others are circled. Number three, rephrase the original question into a simple answer. Original question, what is your opinion of the idea that our beliefs are influenced by the actions of others? Example of rephrasing the question. Other people can influence our beliefs. Number four. Choose a character who transforms. Choose a character from a text you have studied in the course. Explain how you could use that character's transformation to answer the essay question. Original question. What is your opinion of the idea that our beliefs are influenced by the actions of others? Here's how transformation could be used to answer the question. Wes Holman, from the short story Long, Long After School, could be used to answer the question because Mrs. Trethewey causes Wes to transform. Her actions toward him influenced the way he thought about himself and helped him transform into a strong student who felt worthy of love. Number five. Write your thesis using a because or but clause. Then, plug it into the thesis statement formula. Name the type of text, photo, novel, film, etc., the title, and the author or text creator. Titles of longer texts should be italicized or underlined. Titles of shorter texts should be in quotation marks. Formula, in type of text, comma, text title, comma, poet, photographer, filmmaker, etc., suggests that thesis statement. Original question, what is your opinion of the idea that our beliefs are influenced by the actions of others? Thesis, in the short story Long, Long After School, author Ernest Buckler suggests that other people's actions can influence or transform our beliefs because they can inspire us to see the best in ourselves. More examples of thesis statements using transformation. Here are a few additional examples of how you can use the concept of character transformation to respond to a diploma exam essay question following the five steps you just learned. All of these questions have been taken from previous diploma exams. To see more sample diploma exam questions and sample student responses, go to this link on the Alberta Education website, http://education.alberta.ca/admin/testing/diploma-exams/examples.aspx. Example number one, sample essay question. What is your opinion of the idea that courage is an important quality? Resulting thesis statement. In the short story, Garson, author Wason Choi suggests that courage is an important quality because without it, an individual can be transformed into someone he's ashamed to be. Example number two. Sample essay question. What is your opinion of the idea that a moment of crisis can have significant consequences? Resulting thesis statement? In the film, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, director Ben Stiller suggests that a moment of crisis can have significant consequences because it can force someone to transform his or her life in order to survive. Once you have written your thesis statement incorporating the concept of transformation, you will want to create a plan for organizing your essay. Focusing on one stage of the character's transformation in each body paragraph is a great option for organization. In the visual Tracing a Character's Transformational Change, Stage 1, or Paragraph 1, examines the character before the transformation. What is the character like before transformation? Stage 2, or Paragraph 2, examines the cause of transformation. Who or what influences the character to change? Stage 3, or Paragraph 3, examines the character during transformation. How does the character change? And Stage 4, or Paragraph 4, examines the character after transformation. What is the character like after the transformation? Once you have an idea about how to structure your essay around the character's transformation, you should do some planning before you begin to write your essay so you know which details you will include in each paragraph of your response. Here is a quick guide that will help you plan your response to most essay topics. Just focus on how the character transforms and remember the words in red. They will help you organize your response. Introductory paragraph. Introduce. Introduce the topic. Use a quotation from the excerpt or a brief anecdote, could be a personal one, that relates the topic to your own life to get the reader's attention. Introduce the text and the character you will discuss. Include the author. Remember, you have to refer to a text from the course, but you have the option of also referring to the excerpt given to you on the exam. In a single thesis statement, answer the assigned question so it is clear what you will prove in your essay, and include a because or but clause. For example, being able to face hardship is an essential human quality because it helps us understand who we really are. Body paragraph 1, before transformation. State the topic sentence. Be sure it relates to the thesis statement and clearly focuses on the character prior to transformation. Introduce the character and explain that character's role in the text. Describe the character at the beginning of the story, before he or she transforms. Discuss specific examples from the text that support your point, always showing how the evidence proves the thesis. Warning! Avoid simply summarizing the plot. A plot summary will earn you an insufficient in the thought and detail category of your diploma exam. That's a zero in the category worth 10% of your total exam mark. Always relate the evidence back to the thesis. Body paragraph 2, cause of transformation. State the topic sentence. Be sure it relates to the thesis statement and clearly focuses on the cause of the character's transformation. Explain the circumstances that caused the character's transformation to begin. Describe how the character initially reacts. Support your ideas with examples from the text that show the causes of transformation, always showing how the evidence proves the thesis. Always relate the evidence back to the thesis. Body paragraph 3, during transformation. State the topic sentence. Be sure it relates to the thesis statement and clearly focuses on the character during the process of transformation. Describe how the character is changing as seen in key moments in the text. Support your ideas with specific evidence, always showing how the evidence proves the thesis. Consider the way in which the character has to make a choice between an old and new way of thinking or behaving. Always relate the evidence back to the thesis. Body paragraph 4, after transformation. State the topic sentence. Be sure it relates to the thesis statement and clearly focuses on the character after transformation. Describe how the character has changed. Explain the outcome of the transformation. Who the character is at the end of the text. How does this transformation process affect those around him or her? Why does his or her transformation matter? Support your ideas with specific evidence from the text that the character has transformed in an important way. Always relate the evidence back to the thesis. Concluding paragraph. Conclude. Restate your thesis statement in different words. Reconnect with your introductory paragraph. How has your character helped you to explore the topic? How does this discussion connect with the excerpt from the text or your personal experience? Only if you referred to them earlier in your essay. What have you discovered about the topic? How does it relate to people in society? Include final words to leave the reader thinking, a quotation, an anecdote, or a strong statement or question.